JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining. In today's program, first, Town Center opens in Linstead, and later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome to the program. Stay with us. Scores of residents in Northern St. Catherine can now access services offered by the St. Catherine Parish Council at the Linstead Town Centre, officially opened November 6. Addressing the ceremony, Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel R. Scott, said the facility is a further step by the local authority to the communities and a practical demonstration of local government facilitating service delivery and encouraging participation in local governance. The minister says the center will serve as a pilot for others across the island, noting that management of the urban areas can have a positive bearing on investment and citizens complying with obligations in the running of their communities.
Improved management of our urban centers make good sense, as improved civic order will result in increased local investment, improved compliance, and increased potential for employment of citizens in these communities. Our priority, therefore, is to ensure that people all over Jamaica have the opportunity to participate in local development through hands-on, practical governance and compliance structures in their respective communities.
The public will over time be able to access full parish council services at the centre, where the internet will facilitate much of the offerings to the residents. Minister R. Scott says the establishment of the centre is part of continuous strengthening of local government and improvement in community development.
To observe World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the Child Development Agency presents Bless the Children, a candlelight vigil and concert at Emancipation Park, Wednesday, November 19 at 6 p.m., featuring Kevin Downswell, Amari, Rondell Positive, Dwayne Stevenson, Carlene Davis, Nikisha Barnes, and more. Come one, come all, and share the love with our children. Admission free. Reach my destiny.
The development of the Linstead Town Center is a step towards further community development. When our communities are developed, this will contribute to making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Our community notices for today. The Final Sandals Foundation and Great Shape Inc. Dental Clinic will be offering services to residents of St. James, Hanover, and Trelawney. The team will be at the Wakefield Health Department in Trelawney, where there will be opportunities for free dentures, Pondside Primary School, Hanover, and Spot Valley at the Rhine Park Group of Schools, St. James. The clinics will run from November 10 to 14 and November 17 to 21. Clinic hours are from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the Lebanon Pentecostal City Mission Church invites you to its Deliverance Crusade, November 9 to 23, under the Big Gospel Tent in Lebanon District, Islington, St. Mary. Services start 7 p.m. nightly. Here's today's glimpse of Jamaica.
We have independence in 1962, and before 1962, nobody could go up on the peace later at 9 o'clock at night. No church, you couldn't peace later at 9 o'clock at night. Bar couldn't open later at 9 o'clock. After independence, no, these things could happen. But you know, we live a good life. I see me and Zacchaeus Thomas, Manning's in first place.
Sharing your favorite glimpse of Jamaica is easy. All you have to do is send us an email at glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359-024 and then we'll do the rest. Thanks for your company on today's Journey Roundabout JA. I'm Casita Irving with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer. And until we do this again, take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.